You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. To understand what the fallout from this year's storms could mean, we need a little economic context. So we went to San Juan's financial district, where things are a lot better than in Atillo. Some businesses are open, though traffic lights are still out. There was even a film crew recording on the street.
Hola.
We were there to see Vicente Feliciano. He's an economist and president of Advantage Business Consulting. And he says to fully get what's happening now, you got to go back a decade to 2006, when a key tax break expired.
The whole economy was structured around two things, federal transfers and manufacturing. Manufacturing, its mainstay was section of the Internal Revenue Code, Section 936, that allows some special advantages to corporations operating in Puerto Rico. That was phased out, and the phase out ended in 2006. So that led to a contraction of the manufacturing sector. Whoever was here because of the tax incentives as the only reason to be here, then they left.
The island slid into crippling recession. It started borrowing more and more to stay afloat. Investors gobbled up the tax-exempt debt. At a certain point, the load was too much. But Puerto Rico wasn't legally able to restructure its debt until Congress passed a law called PROMESA.
The debt had become unsustainable, but there was no mechanism to restructure debt. And so there was no light at the end of the tunnel. Then comes PROMESA, which provides for a mechanism to restructure debt. And that really opens the possibility or a positive outlook for the medium term.
The fallout from PROMESA was painful. It meant a lot of cuts to services, including things like infrastructure that were not in great shape anyway. One of those was the Puerto Rican Electric Power Authority, known as PREPA, which had issued its own bonds.
When PREPA got into financial difficulties, it could raise already very high electricity rates, which are several times the U.S. levels. It could stop paying bondholders, but actually it didn't have a mechanism to do so. Or it could forego maintenance and capital expending in order to provide money for the bondholders without further increasing rates. That's what they did.
Which brings us to this storm and one now notorious decision to hire Whitefish Energy to restore electricity. I asked Feliciano how much worse that made things.
A lot. A lot. PREPA chose to retain Whitefish. And so that delayed the response to the crisis. It would still have been a problem. You still have the issue of the lack of maintenance and capital spending, but at least we would have moved faster.
The Whitefish deal was withdrawn after public and congressional pressure, and PREPA's then director resigned. But all of this, and every day that passes without power, makes leaving the island look more and more attractive.
So in previous hurricanes, you knew that, you know, just wait a couple of weeks, electricity will be back, your job is going to be there waiting for you, and off you go. And nobody thought about a hurricane as a reason to emigrate. This time around, for many people, the hurricane was the last straw. And they said, okay, enough, I'm leaving.
A lot of the people leaving, including some in Feliciano's own family, are young. They have less social capital on the island, a better shot at starting over on the mainland. Feliciano says that, plus which businesses can afford to stay, could change the island forever.
Think about a forest. Some trees will not come back, but others will grow. If the fundamentals of the business are good, they'll come back. What we are having is that a lot of the businesses, their margins were small as a result of the 12-year crisis. Their capital structures were weak, and they couldn't survive Maria's winds. But think about a hotel. It may be shut down for the time being, but tourism is one of the areas that I'm certain is going to come back and going to come back strong. The hotel may be shut down now. Within a year, it's going to be welcoming guests and it's going to be back in service. It may not be back in service with the same owners, but it's going to be back in service with employees and guests and the whole nine yards. There are other businesses which, you know, if you were serving a population that was diminishing and after a hurricane, it's even worse, you may not reopen.
That's Vicente Feliciano from Advantage Business Consulting.